Hello, this is Cheryl with XPO. How may I help you?
Hi, are you a manager? Or
I
is it
am one of
supervisors?
the supervisors. How may I help you?
I've already spoke to two supervisors and I've asked twice to be transferred to a manager of your department, please.
Okay, unfortunately, they are unable to transfer you over to a manager. What we have to do is we send the managers an email and have them to contact the customer back. What is the issue
Okay,
you're
so you guys
having?
never contact me, so I'm not going to go off of that. I'm having an issue with, I was supposed to have an install today. I spoke to a manager yesterday. I also spoke to the person who scheduled my install at 7 o'clock last night. Come today, took a day off of work. You guys never show up. You guys have new notes in your system that the installer said additional work needs to be completed. There is no additional work to be completed. I was never contacted. And now here I am with no appliances in my home to cook for my 2-year-old. And I'm sitting in Home Depot and they're telling me that it's in the system correctly. Please, please.
You send that Home Depot and they
It's
tell you it
hard
had to
waiting.
be what had to be done?
It's in the system correctly. They said they have it in the system as the platform and they have it in the system as the granite cut. I already had the electrical work done on my end because you guys never contacted me back with a quote for it. So I had the electrical work done on my end, so they didn't put it in the order. The electrical work is done. So then I asked this lady, I said, everything is complete and ready for this order. I asked her to place me back on the schedule for Monday. She tells me she cannot do that. I've already waited since Wednesday when I took my delivery. This was scheduled a week ago, and I couldn't get a day until Saturday. So I'm not waiting another week for my appliances to be installed. I need to be placed back on the schedule because everything is in place today for this install to be completed. But your installers put in no contact the customer. Let us sit home wait. It's absurd. This is not how you do business.
I'm looking, they're only in your area on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday. You're Miss Kimberly Jenkins at 10919 Northwest 17 Place in Coral Springs, Florida. Create an escalation. So you have the electrical box done. And what about the cuts that were recommended? Was that done by someone else already?
No, you guys are doing them. I paid for
Okay.
them in the order.
All right. So the cuts have been paid for.
And I spoke to a manager last night and told him the same exact information. And he said, he gave me some whole stupid spiel about some stupid lawsuit that I don't care about because my house wasn't built before 1977. Because originally they told me they're not going to come out and install because of a new lawsuit this week. Then he said, you're good to go. And he put it through for to be installed. And then all of a sudden, an installer looks at it after 7 o'clock last night and says that they're not going to do it. But never contacts me.
Okay, you spoke with the manager at Home Depot or you spoke with the manager
No,
at
the manager at
XPO?
your department, XPO,
Okay.
yesterday. At like 16:45, so 4:45. But then absolutely no contact to us to let us know that no, it's not going to be installed today. So I continued to take my day off of work, waited home, and nothing.
Do you have the manager's name you spoke with on yesterday?
No, it was a gentleman.
Okay.
That's why I know all about the lawsuit. Marvin or Martin, maybe, something like that.
And you said you know all about the lawsuit?
Yeah, I guess that there's a lawsuit with Home Depot. He said first, originally I was told that they weren't coming because there's no custom work being done for Home Depot.
Okay.
And then they put me through to a manager who said, no, you're good. He looked into my entire order. He was advised that the electrical was completed. He knew that all it was the platform and then the granite cuts. And he said, you're good to go. You'll get a call between 5 and 6 for a time schedule, which I did not get a call. Your company never called me. I called your company at 6:15. Received a call back at 6:45 from the calling system. She said I was on the schedule for today between 8 and 12. So now here I am, a whole nother weekend with no appliances, a whole nother weekend of having to eat out because we cannot cook for no reason of my own.
Trying to get a hold of this
pen. Now they won't put me back on the schedule. Now they're not. She's looking into putting me back on the schedule. I'm going to have to wait till Tuesday. Okay. In your system, everything is done the way it needs to be by Home Depot. Are you seeing that?
Am I seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
One moment.
Because they were telling me that a new PO needed to be created. Same exact stuff. But that's besides the point. Because now they're not back in my area until Tuesday.
And no one came out to your home today, correct?
Nobody came to my home. Nobody called me. Nobody did anything. Had they come to my home, they would have seen that the electrical was done. What did you say your name was?
My name is Cheryl, Sherry with two L's.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now do you want me to put you on the schedule for this coming Tuesday? Because I
I mean,
just
I
sent
would
the
like to get you
message
on the schedule
over.
for tomorrow or Monday, but
Yeah, they're not in that area on Monday.
what area are they in?
I'm not sure. It's not showing me the area they're in. But when I have your order pulled up in your area, Mondays are not open. It's blocked out. The only days there in your area are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Well then, yes. Please place me for Tuesday as of now until this man, maybe the manager of the store can figure it out for today. Like she said, she's trying, but yeah. Well, I'm gonna have her put me on for Tuesday as of now until unless she can figure it out sooner. Can she come? Like. No, they don't call me. It's like they don't have my number for some reason. They have not. XCO has never contacted me. Don't put it on for Tuesday then, because she's saying that the manager is trying to get it done for today, and she doesn't want to see it on there for Tuesday and then start again.
What was that, ma'am?
Unless she puts the note. Can you put a note on this saying that we're still waiting for an earlier date if possible? We're putting Tuesday if last resort.
Yes, I put a note on the order.
Okay. Okay. She put the note there. And what time Tuesday?
It doesn't give me a time. The time is done by the technician's office. The only thing we can do is schedule.
What time should I hear Monday? Not Tuesday.
The time frame
again?
Time calls got between 7 and 9 p.m. And now the phone number we have on the 7 to 9 p.m. is when our time frame calls go out. The phone number we have on the order is 954-778-7931. Is that the correct
yep,
number?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The number one has been scheduled originally. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome. Anything else you need from me?
No, that's it. Have a good day.
All right. You too.